this is real life right now. It's 10 years in the future, and they're on their own. I mean, they have their own money coming in. They're paying their own bills. And, you know, they have husbands. Some of them have children where they have to provide for daycare. So they're getting a taste of all the expenses that actually play into being a so-called adult in the real world.
Well, I was a firefighter, and I had a wife, and we had a child, and we had to decide what's best for the child and what could we could afford for the child. And it was very eye-opening because we couldn't get as much as we expected. We had credit card debt. We actually had no student loans, but our credit card debt was up there. We had trouble buying a house and a car because we couldn't afford two cars, but we needed two cars. And the house, we ended up getting a smaller house than we needed because we couldn't afford a bigger one.
I was a bank teller. I had a spouse who was a flight attendant and also a child. And with both of our accounts, we had about $4,500, which wasn't bad, but I couldn't really buy a house because of like the credit score and stuff. So I got an apartment and everything, but it was easy to buy like a car. I didn't really have enough for entertainment.
I think a lot of kids realize that this is kind of a real life exercise. So I think it's really helpful for them in the long term where, you know, 10 years from now when it's their real life and it's their actual money, they're going to have some idea of how to budget as opposed to having no clue and overspending.